Hey, good morning. Welcome to Perspectives. I'm Tom Flanagan. Good to have you at the other end of the radio waves. And now the, what do we call this? The Twitter universe. That's what it is. Because we have a Twitter account that you can log into to join the conversation on Perspectives today, which is Twitter. It's at WFSU Perspective, and that is a singular perspective. Not to be confused with the name of the program, which is Perspectives. I don't know how that happened, but anyway. We also have a phone number, which is 414-1234. If it's local, from you to us, and if it's long distance, it's 800-926-8809. If you haven't noticed, Tallahassee really has a phenomenal diversity when it comes to cultural heritage, and just about every country on earth is represented in this area's population. Well, you know, everyone likes to celebrate the place that they or their ancestors came from, right? So that celebration very often takes the form of cultural festivals. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this morning because we have so many. Before we start, I'd be the first to admit that the folks who are with us today represent only a small fraction of the many, many folks who are involved with a long list of yearly events in this area. We just didn't have a big enough studio to put them in. I think the Civic Center was otherwise engaged today, and we couldn't get Ron Spencer to give us, the arena. So if you are involved with any kind of a cultural event or a festival or a happening that relates to cultural heritage, you can give us a call or send us a tweet during Perspectives, and we'll be happy to give you a shameless plug for your event on the program as well, because we want to be all-inclusive today. So joining us this morning, let's meet some folks here. Elizabeth Ritchie, as we start off on my left, your right, looking at the radio. She is majorly involved with the Italian Family Festival that is happening April 13th and 14th at a new location, right?
Buongiorno. Yes, it is. We outgrew our old location.
Yeah, which was out at John Paul. So where are you going to be this year?
We will be at the Tallahassee Automobile Museum on 90.
Ah, and I am sure that the proprietor of the same is going to be happy to have you guys out there. A lot of space out there for you to play with.
We're grateful to be there, absolutely.
Okay. We also say hi to a gentleman by the name of Dr. Soma. It is really Athayamanasamy Soma Sundaram.
Thank you, Tom.
Did I get that right?
You got it correct. Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
And he is with the a real spark plug here with the Asian Coalition of Tallahassee. They have many annual events, the first of which, the International Bazaar.
That's right.
Takes place at Florida State University on March 30th.
That's right. That's happening on the, the Union Ballroom. Mm-hmm. And this starts around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, goes until 6 p.m. This is like what the FSU puts together so that all the students, everybody involved, can come and experience various cultures and all the diverse groups represented both in FSU and around town. Our own festival is later in the year, which is called the Asian Festival. We call it Experience Asia Festival, which happens on Saturday, October 12th, when 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's this regular place, the chain of parks, Lewis, Bloxham, and Genevieve Park in downtown Tallahassee. It happens to be on the No home football weekend. I just wanted to add that. So.
Well, that's what we have to do in the fall is just kind of build everything around that that football schedule. That's for sure. So, someone want to talk to you also about May being Asian Heritage Month.
That's right.
That's coming up as well.
That's right.
Let's see. We also welcome Harriet, and let's see if I can get your pronunciation of your last name right. Candelitas?
That's right.
Okay. Veteran coordinator of the Greek Food Festival, which takes place in November. This now is the kind of the original ethnic festival in the area, isn't it, Harriet?
Right. We've been happening for 29 years, I believe it is. This year it will be in October, though.
Yes. And we'll talk about that convergence here coming up in just a little moment because we're going to share that weekend, I think, here with what's going on with Dr. Soma over here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that's at Holy Mother of God, Greek Orthodox Church.
1645 Phillips Road. We're right on our church property and we'll remain there.
Well, not only on the property of the religious institution, but right down the road, literally, from Holy Mother of God, Greek Orthodox Church, is Temple Israel. And so we welcome also April Katine. She is the Tallahassee Jewish Food and Cultural Festival kind of Lord Head High Honchoette coordinator.
Chairperson.
Chairperson, okay. That is coming up this Sunday.
It is, this Sunday, March 10th at Temple Israel, 2215 Mahan Drive. And parking's at Radiology Associates just across the street with free shuttle. We use our whole facility, and so there'll be inside and outside, entertainment outside, vendors outside, and it is the day that we change the clocks ahead. So make sure you spring ahead so that you can get there early and get lots of yummy food.
And there is just a ton of food. I love how the hall, which is past a temple, is just loaded with all kinds of stuff, whether it's matzo ball soup or, oh, it just goes on and on.
Corned beef, pastrami, knishes, all from New York City. Lots of home-baked things. The whole bakery, most of it is home-baked. They've been baking for months. Just delicious food. We're having new baked goods from Zabar's. So bagels will be on the menu this year. And babka and black and white cookies from Zabar's. So, yeah, we have a ton of delicious food, hot and cold, and cheesecake, and just yummy, yummy stuff.
Yeah, and a lot closer than Carnegie Deli.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, Elizabeth Ritchie, you guys kind of have – you're one of the newer festivals mm-hmm. on the block here. And where did the idea come from for an Italian festival here in Tallahassee?
Well, there wasn't one, and we saw a need that, a lot of my friends and I are Italian or Italian-American and realized that we needed an outlet to celebrate our culture, and we wanted to do that in a positive way. And I had some experience with an Italian festival in South Florida, so we did start one. This is our third year, and it took off so much where, like I said, we had to change locations, and now we're lucky enough to be on the grounds of the Automobile Museum.
Okay. No, in the past 2 years, of course, there's been a big emphasis on, well, music, of course, but the food plays such a huge part of this. So with more room to spare down there at the at DeBose Place, does that mean consequently more food?
Absolutely. Italy is known for its art, its food, and its cars, and we'll be celebrating all of those things. We have a Madonari sidewalk chalk contest. That's an ancient tradition from the 1500s where painters who were between cathedrals would paint the streets of Italy. So we have a contest. We do have especially two artists coming in to celebrate that art, 3D gondola, which will look like you're sitting in it, although it's flat, and a 3D leaning tower of Pisa. We, of course, have a huge selection of pastries as well. We have a pastry garden and a deli section, not just with your typical cannoli, but we also have some specialty items from Sicily and mainland Italy. And some of those things include the famous Sfogliatelle, and we'll be having Italian wine, beer, and limoncello as well, and some non-food items. It will be huge, and we promise to have more than enough food. The first year we actually ran out. It was so popular.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. My wife and I came out there a little bit later on, and, boy, things were getting kind of thin there in the food department. So that's good to know you're going to have a lot more reserves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dr. Soma, you guys with the Asian Coalition of Tallahassee really have a challenge because you represent just so many diverse cultural backgrounds there.
That's right, Tom. As Elizabeth was saying, that we tend to have both a cultural program and the food is, of course, the main one of the main attractions. We represent anywhere between 12 and 15 different ethnic groups or association, for example, India, China, Japan, Philippines, Korea, Vietnam, Thai, are one of the main group of people who we represent. Therefore, what we do have is a selection of food from almost all of these groups represented on the day. Typically, we'll have anywhere between 12 or 14 different vendors. Many of them are actually local vendors, like the Samrat Indian Restaurant, Lucio, is Azu Lucio will be there, Lasang Pinoy, which is a Filipino restaurant, they will be there, and also there's a Korean food, Filipino food, and Chinese food, Far East will be there, and higher taste Indian vegetarian food also will be there. And what we try to do is we'll have a nonstop cultural performance starting about 10 a.m., and goes through all the way until 5 p.m. About 18 to 16 different groups come and perform which is actually happening in the Lewis Park, which is one of the bigger parks of the China Parks on the east side of the Monroe Street. And while this performance is going on, around 11 o'clock or so, we'll have the food tables open and people can come and have food. Because it's an open event, it is free admission and open to everybody. People can actually grab some food, come and sit in front of the stage and enjoy the food as well as the cultural performance. That's what we are trying to get. And actually, we also complement the downtown marketplace, which is just across the other side of the Monroe Street, where they sell lots of vegetables and things like that. Therefore, we kind of complement them because they run through almost end of November. The people who come to downtown marketplace just walk across the road and come to this festival. The people who are coming to this festival walk over to downtown marketplace. It's kind of we work synergistically so that we attract more people that way.
Yeah, literally a cultural exchange.
Exactly.
Sort of, kind of. Okay. Well, Harriet, let's talk a little bit about just the, I guess, the genesis, how the entire Greek food festival at Holy Mother of God Church started. Because we, with the exception of a few folks in the restaurant community, and I'm thinking of the folks who started, like the Brothers Three and some of these great old-time Tallahassee restaurants, Angelo's, many of which are no longer with us, Silver Slipper, the late lamented, all of that. We didn't seem to have a big Greek population in Tallahassee, but this thing just exploded.
Well, our church has about 100 families. It's still very small, but it just – everything is from the heart. We long for sharing our culture. The community itself is so hungry for the cultural experience that we provide that we're so delighted. It's just like having people over to our home for dinner. It's a wonderful experience to witness the appreciation from the community.
Yeah, because from those that 100 families or so, now it's an expanded family of several thousand who come out to the Greek festival every year.
Yes, it's really hard to know how many guests we have. We always guess 10 to 15,000 over the two-day period. We have a two-day festival, which is a little bit different than the others here. But it's just so appreciated, and it makes us very proud to present it each year.
We're talking about cultural festivals on Perspectives this morning, 414-1234-800-926-8809. If you're involved with any ethnic or cultural event, why not give us a call and share that with us? We'll be talking to George also about the Greek Food Festival when Perspectives continues. Well, while we're talking about cultural and ethnic festivals on Perspectives this morning, I would be remiss if I did not mention something about my own heritage, which, of course, leans on the side of the Irish, it does. And this year's Tallahassee Irish Society and Downtown Improvement Authority St. Patrick's Festival happens on Saturday, March 16th. Of course, there's the parade that's going to be downtown. This year's Grand Marshal, Marine Captain Patrick Madden, who served in Iraq, Afghanistan, also had a recon tour in the USS New York. He's an FSU grad and also attended North Florida Christian Elementary and High School. So that parade will be kicked off by him, and there will be all kinds of other things there, including the famous Tallahassee Pipe Band, which is always a rousing group of folks. And I highly suspect there will be adult beverages in the area, but that's only a rumor. I have not gotten a confirmation on that. Let's go to the phones here this morning. George is waiting on line one. Thanks for hanging on, George. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Tom. You know, I didn't think when I got on here that my dear friend Harriet was going to be here. She's been more than a dear friend to me in the last 7 years, along with a lot of the other people at Holy Mother of God. And I'll tell you what, we managed to make the festival bigger and better every single year.
Well, George, what's really the attraction for you with your involvement there of the festival? What is your favorite thing about it?
The whole thing. I mean, you know, because you have the band. I have a friend by the name of Mike Nenexis who's played the last few years, My family has known Mike for almost 40 years, if not longer. He comes up here from South Florida and plays his wonderful Greek music and his and even plays some American music, if you will, and of course the food. I mean, you can't ignore the food, especially the gyro and the souvlaki. Harriet, between you and I'm looking forward to gyro night on May 10th.
It will be happening, George.
Yes, and it, you know, it's it was an extra special thing for me to call in here and have you on this morning.
Well, see, we try to bring people together here on Perspectives, George, so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, Tommy, you know, I hope you guys can join us for Yiddo Night on May 10th.
Well, I'm going to put it on the calendar. We're going to be out of, unless it goes into overtime, we're going to be out of the legislative session. I think we might be able to snag a couple minutes away from this joint and get out and take part in that with you, George.
Yeah, we really hope so, because we like the community to come out. You know, they've been, as Harriet said, a friend to us big time. They are extended family. And like last year, I remember that poor Father Rob wasn't even able to get out of the front door of the church. That's how many people we had Friday night. And we broke all records for a day of the festival last year on Friday.
Well, let's just hope that this year's is bigger and better than ever, George. We really appreciate your calling in. Good to hear from you again.
Well, you know, the young lady that's sitting in there with you is the wheel that makes it go. And, you know, if there's a way for her to make it better, she's going to do just that.
We appreciate the feedback, George. You have yourself a good day.
You too, Tom.
Okay, take care. Well, April, let's head right up the road here from Holy Mother of God Greek Orthodox Church to Temple Israel. Whose idea really was it to have the Tallahassee Jewish food and cultural festival? Was that the rabbi?
Actually, it was me.
Really?
I brought it to the rabbi, and he said he'd been thinking about it for years, but he was waiting for somebody to step up to the plate and want to do it. So I stepped up and started talking about it. Actually, I got the idea from the Greek church and have been going for years and years, and I thought, we've got great culture. We have wonderful food, Israeli dancing. Art, all kinds of wonderful things. The rabbi actually added the wine shop, so you could come and taste the Israeli wines and buy some wines that you can't typically get here in Tallahassee. So, you know, come and enjoy the food, but taste the wine and go home with a couple bottles of wine. And there's going to be Israeli dancing and music all day, free entertainment. Lots of art vendors, so come see the beautiful glass, wood, all kinds of art that's going to be taking place. And don't miss, we've expanded the bake shop. And we know, we've heard from years past that the bake shop was a little bit crowded, and so we've put it in a much bigger room, our social hall. And so the line's going to move, and you can get all the delicious baked goods you want in a much quicker manner than in the past.
And you're a great klezmer band, too.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Back to the phones we go on Perspectives as we do the cultural festival program this morning. Anne is online, too. Hey, Anne.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just had a question about the Italian festival. Is it 2 days?
The Italian festival is 2 days. It's April 13th, which is a Saturday, from 10 to 9, and the 14th from 12 to 5, Sunday. The Tomato Trot 5K starts at 11 on Sunday. There's so much to enjoy, we couldn't pack it all in one day.
Oh, wonderful. We had so much fun last year. Well, you have the Sinatra music and those entertainers again. They were fabulous.
Thank you. We will have the same entertainment as last year, but we've added an Italian Idol competition element, so that's something new. And we will still have the gondoliers and the human marionettes and all of the entertainment. It comes out of Orlando. They perform at Disney, and they will be up again. And I think you will really, really enjoy it. We hope to see you there.
Well, we will definitely be back. I actually travel from Jacksonville, and my daughter and my extended family, we've traveled in the past because I think you're the only one in the North, the only Italian festival in the area, but we really enjoyed ourselves, so we're looking forward to it. Thanks.
Thank you. We actually are the only one, as far as we know, there's none in Georgia and there's none in Alabama. The closest ones are Jacksonville and Tampa. And if Anne brings her family, they'll enjoy the kids section, which we've expanded, which includes a grape stomp and a tomato toss. And some things that you'll have to go to our website, which is italianfesta.org, to learn about.
Ah, yes. And we'll mention that all of the festivals that were represented around this table, as well as many of the others that are here in Tallahassee, have just absolutely fabulous websites that have calendars of events and all the other ancillary happenings that are involved. And as you said, Dr. Soma, some recipes there. Yours is, let's see, http://goo.gl/S7nO.
That's nice.
I'm sure everyone can remember that one. <now. laughs>
we will put it on the website. Basically, what I was trying to do is get some simple Indian cooking recipes, which my wife happens to be a wonderful cook. And then I asked her, say, we are going to be on the perspective and trying to get some ethnic food, talk about something about ethnic food festivals. Why don't you give some simple recipes so that we can share with the people? She has been doing this for many years, because whenever we go, when my child was going to school, there's always an international food festival. And what she did was she came up with some of the recipes. And as you know, some children are allergic to certain types of food, some nuts and oils and things like that. Therefore, she was very particular that she not only wanted to make the food and always left what were the things which were involved in the food making and where were they available. That way, a child or somebody eating the food would know, hey, okay, this has peanuts or some oil which is allergic to them. Therefore, she always had these things in her mind. Therefore, when I asked her to put this together, she put, that's what I wanted to share with you. And that was the link I provided. Anybody wants, they can go and look
at it. That is super. Okay, what we'll try to do, since we put perspectives, on the web in perpetuity, we'll go ahead and fly that that link down, to the bottom of our coverage. Yeah, Stephen, where we do that right up there, when I send that, I'll provide the link too, so people will be able to get on that. Hey, by the way, guys, you can join the conversation also on Twitter here, which is at WFSU Perspective. No S at the end of perspective for whatever reason, we don't know. Harriet Candelis, if there is any, what is the most favorite food, or the one where there's the most demand at Holy Mother of God for the Greek food festival? There's just so much to choose from. Can you put your finger on and say, boy, this is the big seller. This is what people really like.
I'm going to have to say the gyro sandwich, just like George mentioned. That's why we have a gyro night, because we have to give the community a little bit more. I would say that would be the favorite. We try to have as much on hand as we can. And we have been satisfying over the years with the gyro sandwich.
That is remarkable. The whole Greek – well, every culture here at this table, and again, with the possible exception of the Irish. I love my bangers and mash, but we're not known for our Epicurean, exquisiteness, that's for sure, in the Irish tradition, although there are, some really good Irish recipes as well. But the Greek tradition is – so many Greeks came to the U.S. and started restaurants.
We're all about food. We're all about food. Yes. And you have grown – if you've grown up in a Greek household, everybody cooks together. Generational cooking, those are our baking sessions. We've even had a six-year-old come and assist. So we go from six up until the 80s. We'll all work together and through these baking sessions, which are very rich for us.
Well, we've got, let's see, a tweet that came in here from Stephen. He loves his Cuban black beans and rice. Well, of course, that's Stephen's heritage there too. So, of course, absolutely. Okay, April, for the Jewish festival, what's the big favorite over there?
Well, the corned beef and pastrami have to be the favorite, and the bake shop. I mean, the corned beef and pastrami we get from Carnegie Deli in New York City. And if you've never had New York City meat, corned beef and pastrami, it melts in your mouth. It's just so easy to just eat and enjoy the sandwich, and it's a nice big sandwich, and we serve it with the Fifth Avenue Deli coleslaw and a half-sour pickle, and top it off with a Dr. Brown soda. That's just a real New York Jewish food, you know. And so we sell – we're having about 500 pounds of meat, and we expect to have it all go really quickly. So come early and come hungry this Sunday, 10:30 to 4. Also, I wanted to mention the website, because all of our information is on www.TallahasseeJewishFoodFestival.com, and you can get the whole entire menu. We also have a blood drive going on, so we have some of our vendors as our nonprofits being represented, and we have our food, our blood drive going on. So we Jewish people are very, very philanthropic, and we want to give back to the community, so we really incorporate that into our festival. So come have a good time, but also think about the rest of the community while you're there and save a life, give some blood if you can. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great day. Beautiful weather expected. So.
Yeah, and you'll want to keep the hemoglobin levels up as much as you can. So get lots of that Carnegie Deli, you know, corned
beef. Exactly.
So some other things going on here. June 6th through the 8th is African Dance Festival here in Tallahassee, the African Caribbean Association. They have all kinds of things that are going on in the course of the year. Many other ethnic festivals, too. If you're involved with any of them, why not give us a call at 414-1234 and share when your festival is and what it involves and who is involved and how people can find out more about it. Elizabeth Ritchie, on the Italian Family Festa that we have here. A lot of folks aren't aware, perhaps, of the fact that you have some big cultural variety in Italy, between southern and northern Italy.
Absolutely.
When it comes to the food, when it comes to the dialect, when it comes to everything. So.
Well, Italy was divided up until 150 years ago, and they were separate kingdoms. Part of it was actually part of Spain. So there certainly is a different dialect. The Italian that my family speaks is different than the Italian that's spoken in the north and that's spoken in Italy. But we have a lot in common. And even with other cultures, particularly the Jewish culture and the Greek culture, way back when my family actually did come from Greece and then they went to Italy. So I think what's nice about what we're doing in Tallahassee is that we are all sharing in our shared culture. And you know, if we go all the way back, we all came from the same place anyway. And these are just the differences that we have now in this century. And I celebrate Tallahassee because it does honor the traditions of all of these cultures. And I thank you for the opportunity to let us all hear talk about them today.
Well, I think that there's an important outreach that you folks provide, because even though we are a nation of immigrants, sometimes we tend to get a little bit xenophobic in this country. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. And Dr. Soma, you've seen that too, because many Americans, we're all Americans here, but folks are of European descent, and they don't have a full comprehension of what's going on in the Pacific Rim and in Asian countries. And that's where I think, you know, that Tallahassee's Asian Coalition has really been remarkable in bringing to the general population's attention exactly how many wonderful peoples and cultural traditions are in that area.
That's correct. I mean, it's what, like when we are talking about the ethnic food festival, sometimes this is the same, something comes up. Why do we need to have a festival like this? One, of course, the first thing is because we're talking about food. The food, the taste and the variety, that's one of the important things. But beneath that, the important thing is, like we have just spoken about, knowing people helps you understand them. Mm-hmm. As you know, we are no longer a small world. We are actually interconnected with everybody. If something is going to be made in some other country, cheaper or better, it is going to be made. And then not only the people from the United States need to have friendship and business partnership with across the globe. It could be Asia, it could be Europe, it could be Latin America. If you have understanding of these people, it actually makes it easier for you to collaborate with them. Imagine you're going to go to Japan, or you're going to go to Venezuela or Brazil. If you have already had some friends and you know their culture, their custom, their food, when you start a business or you have a, go for education or something like that, it becomes easier for you. That is one of the themes we try to do. Like Harriet was talking about, We are a very small, we are about 2,500 families or so in Tallahassee. I'm talking about the whole Asian group. Of course, there are Indians, Chinese, and Japanese, and Koreans. Therefore, we are a much smaller group here. Tallahassee being both the head of the government and the university, we have a lot of people coming from various countries. These festivals allow us to show, look, we may look different, we may dress different, but underneath, the culture and the food experience is the same. That's why we want people to come. And usually we do it in October. This year, the festival happens to be on Saturday, October 12th, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Yeah, but it's also a cool multicultural thing that weekend because, you know, folks can take part in that and also Harriet's Festival at a Greek,
Greek festival
at the same time.
October 11th and 12th this year.
Well, folks, again, here's an idea too. If you are of a particular ethnic background that does not now have a festival in this area and you'd want to find out how to start one, maybe some of the folks around this table would be able to get you going in the right direction on that. Because my daughter lives down in South Florida. And when she was living in Boynton Beach, right up the road in Lantana is one of the most rockin' German-American festivals I have ever seen. They take over this fairgrounds, and there are the Oompa bands and the sausages and, of course, the beer. You know, they bring in these huge trucks, you know, with the German beer, and it just – but no one seems to be drunk. It's the most remarkable thing of all. And everyone just has a riotously good time. So that's what we need maybe is also a German-American festival in this area since we don't have one now. 414-123-4800-926-8809. Cultural festivals on Perspectives this morning. Give us a ring. It is an international celebration right here on Perspectives This Morning, talking about the multitude of cultural festivals and other ethnic happenings we got happening around the capital city. Joan's hanging on line one. Hey, Joan. Hello, Joan.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing wonderful.
Good. I was at the Festa last year. It was an excellent, excellent festival. I think that we've underplayed a little bit of some of the things that go on there. We've heard about the food, but maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the other things that are going on there with your speaker.
Oh, I think we can. Elizabeth?
Thank you. Sure. Well, before the break, we were talking about different cultures in Tallahassee. And one of the things that we do feature is sponsored by Ancestry.com. So no matter where you're from, you can put a little tack on the Ancestry.com map, and we'll be able to show at the end of the 2 days where the attendees came from or where their ancestors came from. And another way to celebrate kind of the camaraderie of all cultures is with our bocce tournament. People can play together and learn that ancient Italian game, regardless of whether you're Italian or not. But we also have fireworks. That's Saturday night at 9. We've got the Tomato Trot 5K, which is a cross-country run walk on Sunday at 11. You can learn the tarantella, do a pizza dough toss. We've got a Gusto Fino silent auction. And like I said, we have an extended kids section. We also have a shuttle, which is coming from our partner with Staybridge Suites. So although the parking is free at the Carr Museum, you can park over there and then get the shuttle back and forth. And those will be going every hour on the hour or more.
Okay. Let's see. Maria has sent us in a tweet, and she wants to know where the Jewish festival is. April, how can we find you?
It is at Temple Israel, which is 2215 Mahan Drive. The only parking on our actual temple grounds is for disabled parking. So if you have a disabled tag, you could park at the preschool lot off of Hilo Way. Otherwise, our parking is in the off of Phillips Road. And then you take a free shuttle over, and it'll be just continuously running all day from 10 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So park at Radiology Associates and come on over, come to the temple. We love to open our doors, have the whole community come see what our beautiful temple looks like. And there'll be Q&As with the rabbi at noon and 2 o'clock. So if you want to meet Rabbi Romberg and ask him questions about Jewish heritage, about what it is to be Jewish, come and be sure and be there by 12 or 2 to talk with Rabbi Romberg.
How big is the congregation now, April, at Temple Israel?
We have just under 400 families. We know there are lots more Jewish people in Tallahassee, and we want to see them all out this Sunday. Come and enjoy the food and all the fun. But so there's a great big Jewish community in Tallahassee, but we have about 400 families. There's also Shomrei Torah, which is the conservative synagogue in town, is doing the falafel for the festival. So it's really nice to be able to work with another Jewish organization and give them a chance to participate. So we're glad that one of our fellow congregations is participating with us.
Okay. And Harriet Candelutis, same thing with many folks are unfamiliar with the tradition behind the Greek Orthodox Church, because you go to a place like Western Pennsylvania, you know, and there are, you know, Byzantine and Greek Orthodox and Eastern Rite Catholic and everything else is up there. We don't really have that type of tradition here in Tallahassee. So can you find out some more about the church too?
Oh, we have church tours. Our Father Rob will be conducting about 4 or 5 church tours over the day, Saturday and Friday and Saturday. And it's an amazing thing. The church is full for his talks. And not only that, is we have people converting to Greek Orthodoxy just because of his talk and the love that they had for what he was saying. So it's a very interesting part, you know, being the same culture and the religion all in one, which is unusual. Mm-hmm. And that is just – you don't have to be Greek. We do have a lot of Russian Orthodox. We have the Serbians. We have all the Orthodox in one, Lebanese. So we have a diversity within our actual church too.
And boy, Dr. Soma, when it comes to, you know, folks in the Asian coalition, you got the Filipino Catholics, and you've got Hindu and
Pakistani,
Buddhist, and
Pakistani Muslims, and that is, we also have a wide, not only country people, and there is also every country has their own religious and various ethnic backgrounds there. That is what makes it really a good mix. Like Harriet was talking about, when we meet, we exchange not only cultural notes and things like this, and of course food recipes, and talk about how being, even though I'm from India, and I run into people from other parts of like Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Singapore, there's a Hindu population there too. Some of them speak the same language I speak. As you know, India, we speak multitudes of languages. Therefore, when we meet in the Asian Coalition program, it's like a United Nations put together. The 45 to 55 different country people. Being, as I mentioned before, this festival allows us to bring all of them together. Of course, they come for the culture, they come for the food, and then realize their friends are there too, and then they talk to them, learn about it, and then makes this whole experience of, that's why we call it Experience Asia Festival. You just come there, and you will experience the Asian flavor, food, culture, and everything.
Okay. And Elizabeth, I think there's someone who wants to talk to you. We'll have them on here in just a second. But when it comes to that cultural aspect that we had mentioned before, to overcome maybe some misperceptions that people have of, you know, the Italian.
Sure. Unfortunately, right. We also started CHOW, Capital Italian American Organization. And one of the reasons for that was that my partner in the festival and I both have small children. And we wanted to promote positive images of Italians and Italian Americans. And a festival or a cultural organization is a great way to do that. We do have a member of the Italian consulate coming, and he participates in our opening ceremonies. Although we are not a religious festival, most Italians are Catholic. And we do have the Knights of Columbus participate in that ceremony along with the consular officer. But, of course, we have that cooking over and over again. That's what people come for. We've got the Aprons Public Cooking School doing another food demonstration. And I did not get to mention that we have the Ferraris and Ducatis again, and local Italian exotic car owners will be there. And we're very grateful to have Tallahassee Fiat as a sponsor. We do have a Fiat dealership now, and Tallahassee is part of our Chrysler Jeep Dodge, and they are sponsoring our bocce tournament. But even more exciting is our chance to win a trip to Venice for 6 days. Okay. We're only selling 300 tickets, and it is a way for people not to experience Italy and Tallahassee. They're actually going to win, and it's not Venice, Florida. It's Venice, Italy. They get a chance, a 1 in 300 chance to go to Italy for a $50 ticket.
I have to dust off my gondola and get ready to do that. That would be great. We have Mimi on line one, an old friend of ours, otherwise known as BJ the Clown. Hey, Mimi, how you doing?
Good. Hi. How are you guys doing?
It's been too many years. How's Trix?
Well, we're still hanging in there with 30 artists and mentoring all of the wonderful young and established talent here in Tallahassee. And I just wanted to call and say that thank you to all of the festival people who put all this together, because this gives all of our artists in this town and the surrounding areas the opportunity to showcase what we can do and how we can help make these festivals fun and grow. And we've been very excited to do that. This is our 31st year, and we're going to be at the Jewish Food Festival this weekend and proud to be a part of that. And we love to see them grow because it allows for more artists to not only do what we do, but to expand what they do and to interact. Many of us are teachers, so there are 7 of us at BJ's Party House that are teachers. So we are teaching about our heritages and how we celebrate our differences and our similarities. And these festivals are just fantastic for making that experience happen for our kids. So thank you to everybody. We have an Asian fire breather. We have an Italian face painter. We have Jewish clowns. There's a French festival that's coming up too, and we have quick sketch artists that are French. We have Greek actors. So this is just so awesome, and I don't know that I just turned on a little while ago, and I don't know if we've really talked about the performers that you have at these festivals. But on behalf of all of the performers that become vendors, we save up all year long, and then we spread out our money all year to become vendors and be a part of these festivals and to share our gifts and our talents. And so just thank you to everybody.
Well, we thank you, Mimi, and thanks also to everyone at BJ's International Party House there.
I wish it was. This is fun, though, but we keep plugging away, and we're just very, very proud of the very unique and gifted talent that comes to us and says, hey, can you help us? And we do all that for free and try to provide these venues. And thank you to the people that make these venues happen. Please come see us at the Jewish Food Festival on Sunday. We're very excited to be a part of that, and that is my congregation, too. So look forward to seeing everybody there.
Yeah, go ahead, April.
Well, I wanted to mention that we do have lots of things for children to do at the festival. So BJ's Party House is going to be there with 2 booths, and we're going to have Camp Shalom, and we're going to have a bounce house. So we have lots for the whole family to do. So, you know, come out and make it a great family day.
Okay. Santos is on line 2. Let's check in there. Hi, Santos.
I'm Santos. I'm the Vice President of India Association in Tallahassee here. And I just heard actually so much speaking on the radio, so I just could not resist myself to call.
Hi, Santos. How are you?
Good, good. I'm fine. Just wanted to bring get information to the community out about the upcoming Holi Festival.
Right, that's right.
Festival of Colors from India, and we will be celebrating it in A.J. Henry Park on 24th of March. And this is open to public. So it's a unique festival where people play color and all. And Soma can also, add something to it.
That's right. Yeah, what Santosh is talking about is you all know there's a festival called Holi, which is a place where people throw colors on each other and they have a lot of food and everything. That is actually happening. Thanks, for Santosh, for mentioning that. This is going to be the Sunday, March 24th. It's going to be in A.J. Henry Park. The theme behind this is when you are – why do they ask people, why do you throw colors on people? It's like one of the advantages when you're covered in – multicolored thing, you don't know who is behind that, right? You could be from a very rich community, you could be from a very low community, or you could be various things. When you're covered in color, we all look similar, right? That is one of the themes behind this Holi, which is happening this, as you mentioned, March Sunday, March 20, 24th at A.J. Henry Park. It's like a hot pot, like dinner, lunch day. We bring all, everybody cooks some Indian food, and then bring it, and we invite everybody to come. There's no admission or anything like that. They can come and enjoy the food and enjoy being colored in multicolors. I mean, that is that's one of the fun festivals we have. Thanks, Santosh, for mentioning that. Thank you.
Oh, that is really neat. It's almost like a... like a disguise or a costume in a great social leveler.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're all the same.
Yeah, we're all the same.
You're blue, I'm green.
Right.
I really like that. Well, folks, again, we have probably about here 5 minutes that we can go around the table and kind of wrap up. So let's start again with Elizabeth Ricci here with the Family Festa that is coming up very, very shortly. A quick capsule summary of what people can expect, the where, the how, the when, all that stuff.
Thank you. Sure. It's April 13th and 14th. Saturday is 10 to 9, Sunday 12 to 5. The Tomato Trot 5K is at Sunday at 11. We're on the outer grounds of the Automobile Museum. On Saturday, after the Garnet and Gold game, you can come on by with your lawn chair and enjoy our fireworks. We would like to thank our sponsors that include the Lottery, Publix, and Fiat. And I do want to mention that Mimi from BJ's did provide our live statuary, and that was probably our most photographed item. So you can take a look at that and other great photos on ItalianFesta.org.
Oh, like they have, I remember on a visit down to Universal Orlando,
That's right.
Live statuary, and you keep trying to make them laugh and they won't.
That's right.
That's pretty good. Dr. Somba, you got all kinds of stuff, though, coming on. So why don't we just go down the list here?
Yeah, basically, what we're going to have is, as Santosh mentioned, the Holi is going to be on March 24th, Sunday. And then we have the International Bazaar on the 30th of March. And then we also have a whole month of May. We are working on the Asian Awareness Month. We have cultural programs going on. We will have all of them on our website, asian.tlh.org. The important festival we want to talk about is the Experience Asia Festival, which is going to happen on Saturday, October 12th at the Chain of Parks at Louis Bloxham and Genevieve. And as I just want to mention, April was talking about, the attraction is because the children perform here. Most of the, as we found out, when you bring children together, parents come, their friends come, the whole community comes. Therefore, our focus is mostly on children. And also, we are going to have lots of local small business people are going to be there. They're going to have stalls there. Therefore, we want to develop both not only local talent, and we want to support local businesses because they are the people who provide the community, the support, and the therefore, please come down Saturday, October 12th, 2013, on the Chain of Parks.
Okay, and as long as we're talking cultural festivals there with the Asian Coalition that weekend, you can pop over to Reagan's Road and see what's going on at Holy Mother of God Greek Orthodox Church. Harry Iskandalidis.
Yes, we just set the dates for the festival, again, for the FSU football schedule and away FAMU game. Friday, October 11th, and Saturday, October 12th, free admission, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We'll have a live Greek band, dance performances, the church tours, and plenty of food. So come for the food and leave with the culture.
Okay. And you're still going to have the guys that have like the tutus that do the Greek dancing?
They'll be there.
They'll be there. That always fascinated me because I don't know any other culture that has that particular type of costume. That I think is fascinating.
So. In the Evzone, which is the Greek soldier,
uh-huh.
It has the they use that dance costume, and every different island has a different costume.
Again, a multitude of cultures. There's no just one Greek, like there's no just one Italian or Asian, or that is also so neat. And April, we're coming down on it.
Yep, this Sunday, it's from 10:30 to 4 at Temple Israel, and we're going to have lots of great food, lots of fun entertainment, lots of great artists, and come schmooze with the rabbi and come see our beautiful temple. And we love to have the whole community come. It's a very good family day to come out and eat and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you've never had a conversation with Rabbi Jack Romber, he's got some stories.
He does. He will tell you about his grandkids.
Emily, you want to mention that time is changing this Sunday.
Oh, that's true. Thank you very much. Yes. So move your clocks ahead an hour so you're not late for the festival this Sunday.
Okay. And for all you Irish folk, remember that's coming up now, not St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th, but the day before March 16th, and that'll be downtown Tallahassee. My gosh. Elizabeth, Soma, Harriet, April, thank you all for coming in and talking about your respective festivals and for bringing this entire community closer together. Thanks so much.
Grazie.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Perspectives produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Technical assistance from Taylor Cox. Stephen Rudrig is handling the calls and the tweets today. And I'm Tom Flanagan. We're going to talk about nonprofits next week, so don't expect to make any money. We'll be talking about that then next week on Perspectives.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcasts. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.